Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sometimes, Jennifer, I don't associate necessarily with the music that is. Is it more today? I don't know what the.
I've never heard this song before, if it makes you feel.
No, I don't know. James has a penchant for finding things that nobody's ever heard before, and nobody will ever hear again.
It's called Wednesday Lover. Come on, it's a Wednesday song.
Yeah, but it's not something that. Okay. I guess I'll go along with that because it is Wednesday, after all. It's the 10th of January. Gee whiz, we're one-third of the way through the month, Jennifer. Woo! Already. One-third of the month. And we've had rain and snow and sleet and the mail got delivered. Wow, that's something to be thankful for. Right? Of mice and men. One of the things I attended last night, a local meeting for chicken licensing. It's a big thing here. Chickens. People want to have chickens. And the lady that was trying to get chickens in her backyard had irritated the other neighbors. So the neighbors were saying, we've got mice everywhere. We've got rodents everywhere. We have filth everywhere. It's awful. And yet none of those things really were caused by the chickens. So be careful. As you try to, if you are going to go after somebody, you better have the goods. The people that were trying to keep this lady from doing her thing were not very smart, and they kept repeating the same things over and over and over and over and over. You know, you have people like that that call you on your program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is out this week, and so Jen does mornings also on KRLA in Los Angeles. And when you get down, do you ever get down to the brass tacks to really simple local stuff that is nitty and gritty? And we can't really do that on this program. Once in a while we can.
Like what?
Well, like people that want to put chickens in their backyard. Local things that are really important to people. You know, I've been going back and forth with, I sent a couple of notes out yesterday to people when I wasn't feeling well. I was just kind of catching up on a lot of email and people that were complaining about us not doing one thing or another, because there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like what you do. And so I was saying that I don't really want to do, nor will I do, this constant drumbeat of politics. And then she came back to me and said, well, I want you to be relevant. And I thought to myself, well, what's more relevant than talking about chickens? Chickens. Let's talk about chickens.
There's a clip. You can actually mix the two. Remember, there's a clip of Biden, and I can't remember what he was talking about, but I know that we use it sometimes, like as a little drop on our show, where Biden says chicken, broiler chicken. Do you remember that?
Chickens.
So you can marry the quest for chickens and politics. How about that?
Yeah. Well, apparently, you can marry politics almost anything. Now. Yeah,
I think, I mean, obviously in Los Angeles, we don't get a lot of calls from people wanting chickens. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of issues. For one, there's an initiative, and people might be able to identify with this. It's actually a statewide initiative, but it affects a lot of the local communities that I serve, and they want to put in speeding cameras. And that was a huge issue for people, whether or not the speeding camera should be there. Some people saying, well, you know, it makes the road safer, and other people saying, if you can't catch me, you can't ticket me. there's a lot of little issues like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. I dare you. Winter weather is part of what January is all about in February, no matter where you are in Los Angeles, where Jennifer is. It's a little chilly, and it'll be rainy because these are the months that are rainy. Up north of her, Northwest has had another storm pound the area going across the country now. We've had a storm here in the Northeast. It was pouring all night long. and it's 54 degrees here now. Yesterday at this time it was 24 degrees. All the snow is gone, flooding everywhere. You can't imagine, and it'll snow again this weekend. But that's this time of year. People say, oh, it's global warming. No, it's winter. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? It is winter time. Winter time, winter time, winter time. Mark Cuban is the man. You know, he owned the Dallas Mavericks quite a long time. Somebody came along and offered him $3.5 billion for a majority stake. He's staying in. So what he decided to do was give 10% of it to the people who have worked for him as employees of the franchise for the past 10 years. He has, as of yesterday, he passed out checks totaling $35 million to...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I guess he's a really interesting one. You know, my the co-host that I have for my morning show is his, a lot of his family is in Dallas, including his son, and he takes his son with him to the gym. And Mark Cuban apparently goes to their gym. Now, my co-host hasn't had much to do with Mark Cuban, but his son went straight up to him and started talking to him because he loves basketball about the Mavericks, and I guess developed
he's very
this
approachable.
Developed very this relationship with this 12-year-old kid, and I guess he looks for him at the gym and the two of them chat about basketball, and he seems to be a pretty cool
guy. Very personal
guy.
He's the he and Mr. Wonderful have been on every episode of Shark Tank since it began. He's very good, very astute. Obviously, he got that way by he didn't become a billionaire by being a slouch. But it was interesting. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, our main studio. So what's the scuttlebutt about this Dr. Miriam Adelson and her daughter and son-in-law buying the team? Where do they get their money? What's their story?
Oh,
I don't know.
I think you're asking the wrong person. I don't know where anyone gets their money. I assume by working, but, you know, you would never know.
All right, that's not a good answer. All right, I thought maybe you might have some insight into where these people came from. Maybe we'll see the Google bot and find out what it is. But he said yesterday to the employees, as a thank you for all your hard work making the Mavs an amazing organization. Each of you will be receiving a bonus from me and these families that are buying the team. So,
aren't the Adelsons, I mean, I haven't done a Google search, but the Adelsons stick in my mind as people who own casinos in Vegas.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That'd be a good way to have lots
casino.
Of money.
Yep. I just Googled it. They're the ones that own the Sands. So they are related, obviously, to that casino family.
I'd like to know what kind of a doctor she is. That'd be interesting.
A rich one.
Well, yeah, right. Exactly. He's 65 years old, still has 27% ownership of the team, continues handling basketball operations. He's done that since he bought these. He's had the team for 24 years. He chose to sell to these folks who run the resort and casino company in Las Vegas, the Sands, because of strong ties to the real estate industry. So there you go. That is a good thing. The folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, my favorite government agency, have announced a delay of the Artemis moon mission. This was supposed to be the next, well, it will still be, the next manned moon mission, but they put it off a year. They were going to, this year, send a spaceship up around, you know, like the first one did, just do, let's look around, let's case the joint. And then they were going to, next year, send up the actual manned mission. But now, the flyby won't take place until September of next year. And they'll do a landing on the moon in September of 2026. Apparently, there are some problems. There are, not only with the rocket, and want to get it just right, as we know, but there's something about where the moon is that they didn't calculate correctly. I don't know what, the moon,
because they
it's got to be just in the
panels.
Right place.
Yeah. Didn't they need the solar panels in the right spot? It looked like that was wrong, too.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, very ambitious plan. It's cool. I'm sure that the three Americans who are going up there, Victor Glover, Christina Hammock, and Reed Wiseman, the Canadian going to named Jeremy Hansen. What bothers me about this, and you're going to say, okay, yep, here we go again. Well, it is kind of here we go again. They're making a big deal out of having the first black person on the crew. And I just don't think that that's, I don't like it. It doesn't, it's not noteworthy. If these people are the best people and it happens that one of them is black, that's great. But to continue to highlight this, I think all, I don't think it helps. I think that we've hurt ourselves, generally speaking, with focus on religion. Like, do they say this is the, well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, the first Jewish guy to go up on the space station. It's just, these people are all Americans, and they are obviously accomplished. They have great educational backgrounds. They have great technical backgrounds. They were the right people. And so, how, I guess if I was sitting in the seat of the white guys who are going on the thing, well, what, why don't you highlight what I'm all about? The color of my skin is what I'm all about, is my, what I've educated myself to do and what I've done at NASA. I just, you think that I go off on this too much or you think I'm right?
I think if after the first one, it's not a news story, I think, because I think there is something to be said about the first whatever, but yeah, then it's moving on, because if you don't move on, it's identity stuff, identity politics, identity hiring. And, you know, unfortunately, and I hate to say this because you are a white guy, but white guys just are not in vogue right now. And that's sad. It's sad because there are plenty of men, particularly, that still have a lot to offer. But unfortunately, it's not as exciting if you're a white guy.
Yep. No, it isn't. And it's tough. As I have said, we look at the stage the other night for the Golden Globes. Now look at that ridiculous, the host. Every time I've read four or five different reviews,
people he was, hated him.
It was ridiculous. But yet the ratings were very good for the show. It was good for CBS to have taken it from NBC, and it was good for, you know, generally speaking, it was a good award show. It was a good venue. It was nice. But the fact that the guy that was, I don't know, just, let's just pick somebody out of the, you know,
out of a hat.
You've got 15 guys lined up. Here's the black guy. We'll pick him. It's just not, it's ridiculous. All right, here we are. Let's make it 18 after the hour, because that's what it is here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Mel B. Remember her as opposed to Mel A and Mel C? She is one of the Spice Girls, and she has some good news, so she says, in a week or two that involves all five of the Spice Girls. Now, what do you suppose that could be? You're a big fan of the Spice Girls, aren't you, Jen? Don't you like the Spice Girls?
Yeah. I'll be ready to go see them on tour for sure. All I'm waiting for is NSYNC to join them. That would be great.
All right. Well, let's find out what it is. What's the nitty-gritty here? What are they really going to be doing? The special announcement from the Spice Girls after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So Mel B says, I've been saying this forever, but now we're actually going to be releasing some good news in a couple of weeks that involves all of us. The logistics of getting the band back together could be tricky because of the fact that there are five of them and they're all in different places and they're all parents now. So they're apparently 100% satisfied now that they can do it and they're ready to do it and they want to do it. So is there an audience for this? Is this a tour that'll really work?
Here's the thing. They'd be silly not to go on tour right now because there's such an appetite for nostalgia stuff. and I can't believe we say this, Spice Girls are nostalgia, but they are.
Yeah.
At this point, I mean, they're 25, 30 years old. So I think for people who are in my age group, you go and see that, whether it's a Vegas residency, which would be fun for them so they could all be in one place, or to see them travel around. There's a huge appetite for this. The Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, a lot of the boy bands do it, and they make a ton of money and sell out a lot of places.
Yeah. So Victoria Beckham, married to the soccer player, is the only one who's apparently been difficult. But I think they've got it. It looks like, from what I can put piece together here, that they've got it all fixed up, and she's
always been the most difficult to get him. But yeah, and she was also the one that sang the least, I think. So you know,
and she's the least talented.
I didn't say that. I just said she sang the least.
I think she's the one. You know, oftentimes the people who make the most noise in this circumstance, you know, I'm a big star, and, you know, she's happy to tell everybody that she's married to David Beckham.
Yeah,
and,
I tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so anyway, the bottom line here is that Mel and the rest of the girls are getting it together at sometime this year, it looks like. So the fans of the Spice Girls, there you go. This portion of the program has been brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance that you can get for your motorcycle, your boats, your RVs, your cars, for protection on the road and on the water. There's plenty of water floating around now. See how much you can save. All you have to do is dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. All right? Say it, love it, and do it. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, trailblazing business owners. Tired of blending into the background? It's time to turn up the volume and make your mark with a podcast that screams, "We're here, and we mean business." Podcast Plus gives your brand the opportunity to join the podcast revolution. It's time to show that you and your company are the experts by creating engaging content that captivates and entertains. Head to mynewpodcast.com and connect with experts to create a podcast that will allow you to connect with your audience on a personal level so you can break through all the noise. Plus, we offer professional script writing, pre- and post-production, graphic design experts for a captivating page, and distribution on all major platforms. All this produced from our state-of-the-art studios. Sign up today at mynewpodcast.com, or for more information and to get a free consultation with a podcast expert, call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035. Enhance your brand with your own podcast today and reach new clients 24/7. Call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035. Or sign up now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis II and Artemis III missions. Artemis II will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis 3 will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
And I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
White, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Welcome to Good Day. That's
I always want to be so mad that I say, good day, sir.
Yes, good day to you, sir. That's Willy Wonka and Gene Wilder, who is one of the great comedic minds of SNL and earlier, a good actor, played a lot of great roles. So that's a good way for us to get focused here as we're back to another half hour on January the 10th of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, the conceiver of this whole kit and caboodle. Jennifer Horn has helped me a lot over the last 20 years or so. It's almost been 20 years, hasn't it? How long was it? When was it that you first? Huh?
2006.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're getting close. 18 years. That's good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yep. Not bad. The EPA is spreading $1 billion around in grant funding to school districts to support the shift from diesel to electric buses. Do you know how asinine this is? The whole business about electric trucks and electric buses, and as far as that's concerned, electric cars. This is being forced down the throats of people. You don't get government grants under the Biden administration unless you go along with the program. So we're spending $1 billion of your tax money to try to get electric. There's a company that started, and I think it was in, I want to say, it's down south somewhere, a company making new school buses that are electric. And so here we go. And what happens to all the buses that are around now? Most school buses don't get used that much, and they can last for a long, long time. And so here we have all of these tens of thousands of school buses. What are we going to do with them? I think the sense of urgency here
Throw them in the landfill with the rest of the cars once the EVs goes bad in, 10, 15 years after you buy it. Those will go in the landfill, too. And all of a sudden, instead of being doing anything good for the planet, we're going to have a huge problem with all this junk.
Yeah, and nobody's thinking that far ahead. It's amazing. It'd be Biden's, legacy. Also, the Department of Justice, Jennifer, has issued some new guidelines for specialized police units. And the report that I saw, they're going to make it public today, the feds are calling on mayors and police chiefs to assess what sort of special problems they have and to try to accommodate them with special equipment. This comes out of the, I've said this probably 100 times, but I've said it once, and nobody else talks about this, and I'm not beating myself on the chest and say, Doug, he's really smart. But don't you want to know where your money goes? I want to know where my money goes.
Yep.
And I don't like it going to feather local police stations with equipment that they don't know how to use. All these SWAT things and the machinery that goes with it, these big guns, these guys don't know how to handle this stuff. And so what they say at the Defense Department is, well, we have surplus equipment. You know how much? Well, that's a load of BS. They are making this stuff with your tax dollars so that they can give it away, so they can keep their buddies in the military-industrial complex pumping this stuff out. Most of the police, if I ask my guys here in my hometown of Framingham, do you know how to use some of this stuff? Nope, we don't know how to use it. They send it to us and put it in a closet, put it in a garage. They don't use it.
Send stuff to these police forces when, by and large, the federal government is not all that supportive of police actually doing their job. I mean, there's this huge move to not allow police to police, and yet they're still handing them huge amounts of equipment. How about just be supportive of their effort to police and stop all the theft and all of the crime that's going on? I think in most major American cities, there's a spike everywhere.
Yeah, and climate pollution, Biden administration, I don't mean this, I said to the lady yesterday that I was back and forth with, I don't like to do politics, but I am upset about the amount of attention that goes for climate control and climate this and climate that. They've put out a paper yesterday that climate pollution fell by 2% last year in our country. The closing down of coal-fired power plants. So now they're using oil or gas. It's still fossil fuel. But if it's gone down, if you believe that number, I don't know whether to believe it or not. They'll do anything to promote the fact that we've got to have, because of climate change, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And so I wonder whether the number is right or not. I don't know. The scripts from a couple of Friends episodes, apparently they had the rule was that once you tape the program, once you go into the studio and actually do the show, they would take the scripts and they would destroy them. They'd burn them after they filmed them. But some of them have resurfaced, and there are a couple that are set to go up for auction on Friday, and it's expected that they might bring $2 million a piece. Friends scripts. Wow. $2 million a piece. Right? Look at them. What do you do with them? You put them in your living room and say, hey, there's a Friends script. How do you know if it's authentic? Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Though, Boeing. Can you imagine having that amount of memorabilia?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. The Boeing company is taking a hit, as well they should. The stock price went down 10%. The guy who runs Boeing, they put a new guy in, they should fire him too. There's a whole cultural thing going on at Boeing, obviously, because they can't seem to make a plane, or this plane, work. So the Alaska Airlines, we were talking yesterday about the fellow in Portland who he was a teacher in a private school.
Yeah.
Drops in the backyard. And this company that makes the doors, you know, Boeing is an assembler. They buy the pieces of the plane, pretty much like the car companies do, from various sources, and they put them together. So this is a company called Spirit AeroSystems. They make the door, the plug. That stock has gone down 11%. National Transportation Safety Board looking into what went on in this incident. I think it's pretty simple. You don't have to have a genius quotient in your head to realize what went on. And the folks at United have checked their 737 MAXs, and they found 9 of them to have these plugs loose on the doors as well. This is just bad management. This is just bad. Bad for the people that are using these MAXs. I was on a MAX coming back from Florida a week before last. You can't get into the bathroom. I could just barely squeeze into the bathroom. There's like 3 bathrooms in these planes, 1 up front, 2 in the back. You can just barely get into them. Because they call it the MAX because they've stretched it as far as they can. They put as many seats as they can. Yeah. Get the MAX for the minimum at TJ Maxx. Anyway, so the fragile confidence that has been around these 737s, the MAX 9, ever since the 2 planes went down, they grounded them for a long time. I was looking for something from America because they ordered 100 of them. And I don't know, most of these airlines, they put in an order for at least 100 of them. And so now, you know, and what do you do with them if you want to replace them with something else? Boeing doesn't have another plane that resembles this. Airbus has the 321, and they're building them faster. They can't keep up with the orders for them because nobody wants to run this Boeing plane. They should have gone. They didn't go into another plane model because they didn't want to rebuild everything. So they keep adding on to the Boeings, and they come up with this. There's a problem at the company with a culture. And so are they going to, they've been trying to restore trust in it since the incident happened, what was that, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now this will not help them at all.
This does not work. This does not help.
People, I don't want to get in a 737. I don't want to get into a MAX. The rest of the 737s are okay, but all right. 44 past the hour on the Good Day program. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and he had a urinary tract infection and intestinal complications, and so he went into the hospital, but he didn't tell anybody he was going into the hospital. He's at Walter Reed, and I guess apparently they've done some surgical procedure on him to treat prostate cancer. The only way you cure prostate cancer is to take your prostate out. You don't really fix it. You take it out. And that doesn't do anything for your love life, but it'll save your life.
Yeah. I think the problem, you've got Democrats and Republicans who are upset about the fact that he didn't notify anybody that he was in trouble or that his family didn't or that his staff didn't do it. I mean, it either looks like, and he's a military guy, so you know he knows protocol, so it can't be ineptitude. And so then it kind of just leads you back to this idea that people just don't have a great deal of respect for Joe Biden and that people probably notified the folks that are really running the country and maybe skipped out on Joe. And that's kind of the narrative that's been getting out there, like who's really in charge, and this sort of feeds into that.
Mm. So who is in charge? Susan Rice is in charge.
A lot of people think it's the Obama faction of the administration.
Well, that's Susan Rice. That's Susan Rice. That's who that is. It's all the Obama, you know, all of the appointees that had black culture and black focus and let's do it this way because it's good for the black people in America. That was part of what Obama was all about. And I suppose it would be natural if you're black that you want to help the people who look like you, but it's gone way too far in many respects. And I know people are bland. I have already, people say, you're a racist. What? I'm a racist because I have common sense? That makes me a racist, I guess. Much as, well, okay, if it does, then so be it. I know me, and I know that I'm not, but people can say whatever they want to say, as far as I'm concerned. It does get exasperating after a while. But you say what you believe. Anybody who's doing a radio program like this that doesn't say what he or she believes, you're not doing yourself or your audience any service. That's what they listen. They want to know what's going on. It's called news talk. They want to hear people talking about what's going on in the news. So that's what we do. There's one thing that's going on that has been covered and covered and covered some more. But because it's such a huge problem, it is something we need to keep focused on. And that is this whole business that the Department of Homeland Security is focused on, human trafficking. There's a commercial that plays riding on American Airlines. There's a, and those of you who have ridden recently, if you use the entertainment devices, they have an announcement from some football players about the what's going on. And so I decided I wanted to just I want to play this because I think you should hear it.
Sport brings people together.
Millions of people are trafficked and exploited around the world.
It is happening in the places you call home, the cities you visit, and the events you attend.
We stand with it's a penalty against the exploitation and trafficking of vulnerable people.
Offenders will face prosecution in the United States
or when they return home.
If you see signs of exploitation by force, fraud, or coercion, call or text this number.
Your call to save lives.
These crimes will not be tolerated. It's a penalty.
Enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be a lower testosterone. Lower T. Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented T ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, all over the Good Day networks. It's food, farm, and family time here on Good Day. So what's new today? Well, most of our various holiday decorations and Christmas trees have made their way out of our homes, right? So now, what do we have to brighten up our home? It's Houseplant Appreciation Day. That's today, January 10th, every year. Reminds us that we don't have to lose the freshness and the vibrancy of plants. So if you don't have them, go get them and bring them into your house because they'll get rid of the holiday blues. It's a perfect chance for you to brighten up your home. A lovely plant. Or plants in each room, even upstairs. Why not, right? Houseplants do more than just bring in a splash of green or a splash of color to your house. It's about raising awareness to the numerous benefits of having indoor plants. House plants convert carbon dioxide into oxygen, the same as the trees do, things in your garden, whatever is outside exchanges the good stuff for the bad stuff. It improves air quality in your house. That's the reason, really, to do this. They release moisture into the air. This refreshing humidity that you don't really know is there. Maybe you notice it when it's not there. But what's more, a lot of house plants are easy to care for, and they have an array of household uses that help you save money. So if you have, a lot of people say, oh, I can't do this, I don't have a green thumb. You don't really need a green thumb, you just need to buy the plant and put some water in the plants every once in a while. That's about it, right? House plants go back, just for those of you who are curious, to 500 B.C., when wealthy families decorated their large estates with some of the house plants that are still around today. Let's see, in the 1600s, agricultural expert Sir Hugh Plant, good name, writes on the possibility of having greenhouses. The book that he wrote in 1652 was The Garden of Eden. And in the 1800s, the modern terrarium changed the way plants could be transported across the ocean so that they would survive. Some of the European plants and other plants from other parts of the world have come to America. And so we've got a fad kind of going, flowering orchids and that sort of thing. But, the idea is to bring in some plants into your house and brighten things up and make the air healthier. That's the deal. Also on Food, Farm, and Family today, Ventura Foods has issued an allergy alert on undeclared fish in some of the foods that are sold at Publix markets. Let's see here. It's deli Carolina-style mustard barbecue sauce, which is only sold in Publix supermarkets. So deli sauce has fish in it. How do you do that? Seriously, how do you get fish into a mustard barbecue sauce? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, there have been no reported cases of illnesses per se, but you've got this product. You don't call anybody. You bring it back to the Publix supermarket, and then they've taken it off of their shelves. They get your money back and get some money for the time that you've spent to bring the thing back to the store. Outrageous. Starbucks has been accused of rigging its payment system to increase profits by $900 million. Claims made by the Consumer Protection Coalition that that Starbucks, they pride themselves in valuing the public good over private greed, so they say, but apparently that's not the real story. This group offered an explanation on how exactly Starbucks rigged its gift card and app payments to rake in this $900 million. According to the rep, given the way the gift card and app payments are set up, it makes it nearly impossible for customers to use all of the funds available. See? They give you a $10 card, but they don't have anything that's 10 bucks. So you spend $7.50 for a cup of coffee, then what do you do with the other $2.50? That's what they've been doing. So don't buy gift cards from Starbucks. That's kind of the bottom line, unless you don't mind getting screwed. And every time you go into a Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee, you get screwed anyway. So I suppose it's one more step on the ladder. Serbian authorities started evacuating 200 animals that have been stranded on a river island for weeks. This is a very interesting story. Cows, calves, horses stuck on an island in the middle of the Danube River after water levels rose sharply because of the amount of rain that they've had there. So they now are moving these. I'm trying to think what would happen if that happened here. That's good for them because I thought that was a good story. All right, but now I don't have time for any more thoughts because we're out of time for this hour. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.